We are objecting to that because as the resident doctors, we respect people's autonomy, meaning that people are supposed to decide what can be done to their body, especially when it comes to health-related matters. The only thing we can do as health practitioners is to explain to the people the pros and cons of taking this vaccine, and then let the people, with their informed conscience, make informed decisions. It's not our job to force the people because we'll be infringing on their rights. Even our constitution is very clear. The Bill of Rights is very clear that people cannot be forced to be treated the way they don't want. Even if it is just a belief, we need to respect it. If the belief is what is going to make someone refuse to accept that form of treatment, that person has to be respected.
So does that mean that your group could seek legal redress if the government pursues this mandatory vaccine policy?
Actually, after we showed our displeasure and objected to this, the minister went ahead and had another press conference where she said it is not mandatory. But in saying it's not mandatory, they still maintain that people were supposed to produce some form of identification to show that they got vaccinated. But the good part of it is that those were now just politics, because we've seen that from the time we made our point clear, they haven't enforced it, and people have been allowed to make their own decisions, whether to be vaccinated or not, which is very good. We are not saying vaccination is bad. We are pro-vaccination. However, even as we do so, we want people to exercise their right to choose. Remember, these vaccines, and not only vaccines, any drug has got side effects. So in an event where somebody reacts or there is anything that happens to them, who are they going to blame if we force them?
Is your group working with the government to try to address some of your concerns in terms of the best way forward in order to encourage people to take these vaccines? Because it's part of the effort to reduce the spread of the coronavirus and its variants, including recently the Omicron, from spreading among the population.
So what we've done is that we've already offered the government that we've got more than 300 doctors who are not yet employed, and those doctors are ready to go flat out the entire country to work with the government and vaccinate as many people as possible. The main reason why most of the people haven't been getting vaccinated is because of the inconvenience of going to queue up to get a vaccine. Remember that in the past, you've not had enough vaccines. That's why people had to go and queue up. Sometimes people don't know where to get this vaccine. So what we've done is we've asked the government to come up with mobile vaccination program where our doctors will be all over the country following people door to door, and also going to the market and all the places where we can find multitudes of people. This is the only way we are going to cover more people. Most of the Zambians want to be vaccinated. They know the importance of getting vaccinated, but we haven't had enough vaccines. Currently, we've got only 3 million doses against more than 10 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated. So even if we go flat out, these vaccines will be done as soon as possible. Therefore, we would even call on the donors and other well-wishers to come up with ways in which they can support our country by donating the vaccines. As an association, we have enough human resource to help the government to achieve 100% vaccination, if possible.